Good afternoon, Dr. Gary here. We are on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. And today's topic, we are dental practice brokers. Today's topic is another delay in the process of selling a dental office. Listen carefully. All right, we're going to get into what happened this time. I was at 6:52 this morning. Crazy, really ridiculous delay. So anyway, we've been in business now 12 years. We're dental practice brokers nationwide. We have 10 employees, 27 states we're in, and we are available to you 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. So call us anytime. We're available from 7:30 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. East Coast time. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not legal or business advice. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And call us anytime. Even if you have questions and you haven't enrolled with us, don't worry. We'll just talk to you. If you're thinking about selling your dental practice, we can do a free appraisal. If you're thinking of selling to a DSO, we are independent. We'll work with several different DSOs. Often they will pay our commission, so there'll be no commission to you. And sometimes, based on criteria, they will also get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So give us a call. We can talk to you about that, how that works, and et cetera. But we're here to help you along with our accountants, our operations director. We have a whole team. We just simply stay on top and we deliver results. So what happened this morning? It was yesterday morning, 6:52 in the morning. I get a call from the seller, says, and this deal was going, they had given a letter of intent. The seller agrees to the letter of intent. It's a DSO. The DSO says, we were supposed to come in today to observe your office, but we've hit a crisis or a problem or a sickness. Now we're going to delay that 8 days. Well, 8 days in the transaction of a dental office and the sale of a dental office, to me, is a long time because they can't get their act together until after this observation is done. It is only after that they can process, 2-3 weeks later, they can begin processing moving forward. And don't forget, you're often dealing with employees, and I'm sure they're excellent employees, but they're on salary. They don't get any extra pay. They're on salary. There's no incentive to get the job, to get the closing fast. We want to get the closing properly and as soon as possible because anything that can happen. I will give you an example now why a simple 8-day delay, 8 days, mind you, is a very big deal. And 8 days on a 60-day transaction, beginning to close, is a 13% delay. Well, let's go over real life. And that's what we try to do. We try to give you, as a cop on the beat is going to tell you, or the reporter from the front lines will tell you. Let me give you an example of what happened. This goes back to March 4th of 2020. That was right around COVID time when things were getting crazy. So on March 4th, we finally went to closing on one of our deals. What we didn't know was 7 days later, on or around March 11th, 2020, what happened? They shut the whole country down. Everything got shut down. So this large deal closed on March 4th. I had no idea the country was closing on March 11th. Certainly, if the buyers knew the country was closing on March 11th, they probably would have delayed a little bit and wait to see how things settle out. Well, I didn't know, the seller didn't know, and the buyers didn't know. All I knew was I wanted to go to closing so that everybody's protected, buyers protected, sellers protected, attorneys did everything properly. Everything was on board. And you may ask, well, what's a 1-week delay? What's the big deal? Well, think about it. This transaction would not have occurred. And certainly, if they knew what happened on March 11th, everybody would have held back. The seller wouldn't hold back, but the buyer would. And if I don't know if the deal ever went, would have ever gone through. It's the unknown that would happen. And that's what we as brokers do. We're in the middle. We are always pushing. Pushing to get the deal closed in a proper fashion so that everybody's protected and the buyer's protected, the seller's protected, and all the due diligence is done. But this incident, which happened at 6:52 in the morning, put us back 8 days. And that 8 days could be another pandemic. I don't know. And I didn't know on March 4th of 2020. That's what we do for you. We're in the middle. We are there pushing to get the deal done properly so that the buyers got it done, the sellers get it done, the attorneys are happy, go to closing. And back in March 4th of 2020, we got that deal done. And 7 days later, the entire country was shut down. This incident, like, nobody seems to be making a big deal about it. Oh, we're only losing 8 days. We're only pushing the closing another 8-13% further down. But we stayed on top of it. And this is an incident. And we're jumping on the DSO's case right now. Get this done. We don't want to wait another 8 days. Get a substitute person in there. We realize your employees are paid salary. It's no incentive for them. But that's something that we are not comfortable with. And we're trying to do the best we can because we remember what happened in March 4th of 2020. That's what we do for you. We're on this. We don't have time to go into a studio with fancy plans and wearing a suit and tie. This just happened this morning or yesterday morning. We were like within hours or 24 hours before. We're there, okay? And we just don't have time for it to be in a fancy studio. We're trying to tell you what it's like. Information from the front, the cop on the beat, and we hope you find it helpful. This is what real life happens on a day-to-day event. So, great talking to you. It's been a hot day. I've been on doors all day. I'm going for a swim. I'll see you later. Bye.